today's world of coronary PCI, we're seeing increased use of drug-eluting stents. Drug-eluting stents have made a huge impact on patient outcomes. Right now, there's about an 8% restenosis rate, and that compares favorably to the 27% with bare metal stents. There are MACE rates associated with drug-eluting stents, and they're about 4.5 to 9.7, and this is according to a couple of recent trials, the SORT-OUT 3 trial and the ISAR Test 4 trial, which looked at Xiant, Cypher, and Endeavor stents. And the reason I think this is important to bring up, because as we talk about some of our data later, you'll see that the laser MACE rates in a patient population that's very difficult is right on par with the drug-eluting stent MACE rates. As we put in the drug-eluting stent, as I just mentioned, we want to put in the right size stent and really get full expansion and that drug up against the underlying wall as closely as possible. But doctors are also seeing increased complexity of lesions. The lesions today are more complex, they're longer, they're challenging than ever before, and we're also seeing a greater incidence of type B and C lesions in general.